Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama.
And now Chapter 8, Religion, from Canto 6, Chapter 1, Text 40 of the Srimad Bhagavatam. Text 40 of the Srimad Bhagavatam. The Yamadutas replied, "That which is prescribed in the Vedas constitutes dharma, and the opposite of that is irreligion. The Vedas are directly the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Narayan, and are self-born. This we have heard from Yamaraj." Purport. Vedic principles are accepted as authoritative because they originate with Krishna. Thus, the Vedas carry the authority of the Supreme Personality of Godhead in the same way that law books carry the authority of the government. When it comes to determining what is religion and what is irreligion, there is no such thing as, "This is my opinion," or "I think it means this." Opinion is nonsense. We have to understand God by the process of shushruma, hearing from the authorized representative of God. In the Bhagavad Gita, chapter 4, verse 1, Krishna says, "Imam vivaspate yogam proktavan aham avyayam vivasvan manave praha manur ikshvakave bravit," which means, quote, "I instructed this imperishable science of yoga to the sun god, Vivasvan, and Vivasvan instructed it to Manu, the father of mankind, and Manu in turn instructed it to Ikshvaku," unquote. This is the way to understand the Vedas, by hearing from the proper authority, the spiritual master. So the Yamadutas were claiming that the Vishnudutas should not hinder them in the performance of their duty, since they were acting under the order of a bona fide authority, Yamaraj. Yamaraj is one of the 12 Mahajanas, great personalities who are authorities in both spiritual and material affairs. He is a Vaishnav, but his thankless task is to punish all the souls who perform sinful activities. Just as the superintendent of police is a responsible, faithful servant of the government, so Yamaraj is a faithful servant of Lord Narayan or Krishna. His task is to chastise sinful persons. If a high court judge is required in ordinary government, why not in God's government? There are 12 Mahajanas mentioned in the Srimad Bhagavatam: Lord Brahma, Narad Muni, Lord Shiva, the four Kumaras, Lord Kapila, the son of Devahuti, Svayambhuva Manu, Prahlad Maharaj, Bhishma Dev, Janaka Maharaj, Shukdeva Goswami, Bali Maharaj, and Yamaraj. These authorities know exactly who God is, and they can direct us to Him. Therefore, the Shastras advise us to follow them. Without following the Mahajanas, it is impossible to know God, because we cannot understand the path of religion by our mental speculation. Religious principles are enunciated by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Dharmam tu sakshad bhagavat pranitam. Therefore, real religion means to abide by the words of the Supreme Lord and His representatives. In the Bhagavad Gita, chapter 18, verse 66, Krishna says, Mam ekam sharanam vraja. Simply surrender unto me. That is true religion. Anything else is irreligion. Man-made religion is not religion. It is cheating. Nowadays, it has become fashionable for everyone to manufacture his own religion without reference to the authorities. One should know that dharma, or religion, means the laws given to man by God. The path of dharma is strictly followed by the Mahajanas, and so we have to follow them. Otherwise, there is no possibility of understanding what religion is or who God is. Everyone in the material world is puzzled about what religion is. Therefore, the Mundaka Upanishad 1.2.12 says, One should approach a guru. Tad vijnanartham sagurum eva bhigachet, which means, quote, If someone wants to learn the transcendental science, he has to approach a guru, unquote. There are no exceptions. One cannot say, I shall learn the transcendental science without going to a spiritual master. No, that is not possible. The Vaishnava principles enjoin Ado Gurvashrayam. The first step in understanding spiritual knowledge is to take shelter of a bona fide guru. And there are three principles to observe in taking shelter of a guru. Tadvidi pranipatena pariprajnena sevaya. We must surrender to the spiritual master. We must inquire from him, and we must render service to him. Then we will be able to understand real spiritual knowledge. When Sanatan Goswami approached Lord Chaitanya to become his disciple, Sanatan surrendered himself and said, My dear Lord, when I was a minister, people used to address me as a learned man, and so I accepted that I was learned and intelligent. But actually, I am neither learned nor intelligent, because I do not know what I am. This is the result of my learning. I know everything except what I am and how to get out of this miserable material condition of life. We see that modern education fails here also. The professor talks about so many things, but if we ask him what he is, he has no answer. Universities award degrees to the graduates who think, I am a PhD, a very learned man. But if we ask that PhD to explain what he is and what the purpose of life is, he will refer only to his bodily designations. I am American, I am male, etc. He can only state his identification with the body, which he is not, and therefore he is fool number one. At first, Arjuna was also thinking in terms of bodily connections. He said, Krishna, how can I fight? On the other side, there are my cousins, my brothers, my uncles, my nephews, and my brothers-in-law. If I kill them, their wives will become widows and be polluted, and there will be unwanted children. Arjuna was a very learned man, but he was perplexed. He said, quote, My dear Krishna, now I am puzzled. I am a Kshatriya, and it is my duty to fight, but I am deviating from this duty because I am bewildered and cannot reason clearly. I know you can explain to me what I should do. Therefore, I surrender unto you as your disciple. Please instruct me. Unquote. From the Bhagavad Gita, chapter 2, verse 7. The Vedic literature advises us, first of all, that the guru is not a plaything. One should not think, I must have a guru because it is fashionable. But there is no need to obey his order. That kind of guru is useless, and that kind of disciple is useless also. Accepting a guru is very serious. You must seriously find out who is a bona fide spiritual master, one who can solve the problems of your life. Only when one is serious about getting out of the blazing fire of material existence should one approach a spiritual master. The Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 11, Chapter 3, Verse 21 says, Tasmad gurum prapadyeta jigyasu shreya uttamam shabde pare cha nishnatam ramanyupash amashrayam. One who wants the ultimate benefit in his life must surrender to a guru. The guru must be well-versed in the Vedic literature and know its conclusions. And not only must he be well-versed in the scripture, but in his life he must have adopted the path of Vedic principles without deviating in any way. He must be finished with all hankerings for wealth, women, and prestige. And he must be fully situated in spiritual life, completely surrendered to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna. One should try to find such a personality and accept him as one's spiritual master. So the servants of Yamaraj replied quite properly. They did not manufacture principles of religion or irreligion. Instead, they explained what they had heard from their spiritual master, Yamaraj. Mahajano yena gata sa panta. One should follow the Mahajana, the authorized person. Yamaraj is one of 12 authorities. Therefore, the servants of Yamaraj, the Yamadutas, replied with perfect justification when they said, Shushruma, we have heard from our master Yamaraj.